Hello and welcome to the Touri Talk. My name is Nick Touri, joined today by Zach Touri and Sam Touri. The trio is back. We've had a long-awaited pause, but here we go, March Madness. Zach, we'll start with you. How exciting is it? We have a bracket. We have basketball.
I mean, we've had basketball all season, but having a postseason, get that March Madness feel—it's great to have it back. It was real disappointing last year. I think last year had been a head of a tournament, if not one of the best ones in recent history. But I'll take it what we got.
Sammy?
Yeah, like Zach said, it's just great to have it back. I felt like a part of you was missing last year without it. And Nick, you and I had discussed when we looked at bracketology, he's like, "Oh, that's such a gross game. That's such a gross game. I wouldn't want to watch that." But going almost 720 days or whatever it is without NCAA tournament action, I'll watch just about anything that they throw at us.
I completely agree. It's been weird, and to not have talked about it. I know earlier, Sam, we were talking, and you're like, "Yeah, last year," and then you're like, "Oh, wait, 2019, like last tournament, is 2 years ago." So it was fun today. I saw people in the past used to complain how long the selection show was, and today it felt like it was flying by. And maybe, Zach, that's because our beloved Spartans were on the bubble until the very end.
They really had us panicked for a second, even more than a second. I was really worried. In the end, they're in. See what they can do.
Zach, was there a team that when they got selected, you went, "Oh God, like there goes Michigan State's chances"?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot. I think we talked about Utah State a lot when they got in as the 11th. That was a little bit worrisome. Syracuse, absolutely, as another 11. And then you got to that final region in the East, and you're like, "All right, we can't be there. We can't be there. This team is here. This team is here," and they haven't been called yet. So you were really counting down the spots.
Yeah, and Sam, we were talking earlier about in our group chat with E too, the four of us, about is exactly what Zach said, right? I mean, we couldn't be the 8-9, and neither could Maryland. Did you think we'd be in the play-in game when we got to that point, or were you thinking we were out?
Well, the pessimist that I am, I thought I think in my heart of hearts I thought we were in, but in the moment I'm like, "Oh my God, we're so out. Maybe if we didn't lose every game by 30 that we lost." It was very stressful because, like Zach said, you're trying to do all the math and you're like, "Oh God, well, Georgetown, they can't even be in a play-in game because they're an automatic qualifier, and well, Maryland beat us twice, they're not going to be in the play-in, so that means they're in," and you're doing all the math and you're like, "Oh my God, like we're not going to be in this thing. Streak is done." But sigh of relief, obviously, when it popped up.
Yeah, it's too bad. Usually you look for the logo and the team color, and we got the white box. It said Michigan State slash UCLA. How do we feel? Quick thoughts there on the play-in game versus UCLA. Sam, we'll go to you first. Do you like the matchup? Do you think it's a tough matchup? What do you think for the Dogs?
Yeah, I really don't mind the matchup. I think one thing that I know, Nick, you for sure, and ZT, you probably do as well. One thing that we hate to see is that the other play-in matchup is Wichita State Drake. So of course you got to put the two lesser conference teams against each other and have the two power leagues against each other. It should be split up. Something like UCLA Wichita, Michigan State Drake. But I digress. I do really like the matchup. They're not great defensively, then that's what you think from a Mick Cronin team. They're 86th in adjusted defensive efficiency according to Ken Pom, so not amazing. Four straight losses coming into the tournament. They're limping in. And, best player Chris Smith has been out for a while. I do like the matchup. Just wish we were, fully in the tournament.
Yeah, Zach?
Oh, I wouldn't discount us from being fully in the tournament. That's more of a Michigan fan thing for them to do on us. But no, I really like the matchup. This Michigan State team could either be losing in this first playing game, or we could find ourselves in the second weekend. I really don't know what to make of this draw. I can see three wins, or I can see a quick loss.
I would completely agree with exactly everything that you guys have said. I think I would pick Michigan State to win the play-in game. I know we were talking earlier about how UCLA is sliding, right? I mean, they've lost, what do we say, four in a row, right? So, four in a row where Michigan State, I know they lost to Maryland, but they've been playing their best basketball in the last couple of weeks. And then
And I would say, I, if there's any team that we think is going to win three games, almost back to back to back, it's going to be this team. I mean, they've been preparing for it the last few weeks and having to have to play, you know, quick games back to back.
That is true. We played a lot of games in a short time, and I know when we dive deeper into the bracket, we may talk about, you know, double digit seeds that could get there, and that's exactly what we're talking about, right? I mean, a team that has talent and potential, but you know, we talk about all year the key for Michigan State: can Mark Watts put it in the bucket? Can Joey Hauser put it in the bucket? Can somebody support Aaron Henry? And we'll see if they can do that, you know, throughout the weekend.
And for being a playing team, I mean, 100 times out of 100 to get, you know, I know one game at a time, but you get past UCLA, you're saying, hey, you're going to play either BYU, Texas Tech, USC, or San Diego State. I'm going to take BYU 100 times out of 100.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's where even if UCLA wins that game, you like to think the Bruins have a good chance to fight with BYU too, right? I mean, that is probably the most beatable of the six seeds, I would agree. So when we kind of move into, I guess we'll talk about Michigan real quick. I guess they're kind of our next most followed team. Any thoughts on the Wolverines draw? Same region there in the East, and then we can kind of talk about the East as a whole since we've almost dissected it.
Yeah, I'll go first. I mean, Michigan's gonna win the first round game, but I think they're gonna have a tough matchup whether they play LSU or St. Bonaventure. I don't want to say that the Wolverines are gonna lose, because, you know, I'll probably get some heat for that. But I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I, you know, I've always been big on Trenton Wofford for LSU, but they have three NBA players on their team. I've been hearing all the guys on ESPN say it all year long. And St. Bonaventure is always a good team. So, you know, Michigan without Isaiah Livers, that's a completely different team.
Sam, any thoughts there on the Wolverines?
Yeah, I mean, just like ZT said, I think whoever wins that St. Bonaventure LSU game has a pretty decent, I wouldn't say great, and obviously, but has a chance, obviously, to beat Michigan. I mean, I look at KenPom and the top eight adjusted offensive efficiency teams. Seven of the eight are ones and two seeds. The one that isn't is LSU, fifth best offense in the country. And I think they can really, really put the ball in the basket here and could give Michigan some problems, like Zach said, with Trenton Wofford and a guard like Javonte Smart. And breaking news, 9:57 tip at Mackey Arena, Michigan State against UCLA.
Ooh, 9:57. That is a late tip, but we talked about it. Playing UCLA, it kind of made sense we'd be in the late slot, but you kind of wondered if we'd also get the prime time, being the marquee matchup. So 9:57 on Thursday, you know.
An event rolled like 5:10 Assembly Hall, Texas Southern Mount St. Mary's will kick us off, 6:27 Mackey Arena, Drake in Wichita. And then 8:40 Assembly Hall, Appalachian State, Norfolk, and then obviously 9:57 MSU, UCLA, at Mackey.
Right, we should also add on the Matt Norlander, Brian Anderson, Jimmy Jackson, and Allie LaForce will be the broadcast crew. I kind of like that crew.
Well, thanks. I was just going to say that.
Oh, sorry, Zach. Would you like to fill us in on the other broadcast crew? Would that be with them?
Nah, you can do it.
I just clicked on. We got Brad Nessler and Steve Lavin, Avery Johnson, and Evan Washburn. Okay.
A 14 crew.
Yeah, not bad, not bad. So, okay. Well, let's see here. Let's stick in the East region. Any other thoughts on that region before we move on throughout the rest of the bracket?
Should we give a pick on who we think is coming out?
Yeah, give us a pick.
I want to say Alabama. You know, their guard play is phenomenal. And I'll take Alabama over Florida State to head to the Final Four.
Samuel?
Yeah, I like Alabama too. The one thing that does worry me is I really, really like that Connecticut team in the 7-10 with a great match against Maryland. I think Connecticut could really give Alabama some troubles, but the way Alabama shoots the ball, and I really love just the way that team plays the game. Nate Oates with his, you know, don't give a you know what attitude, and the team's really, really good, can get up and down the floor, and obviously without Isaiah Livers, I don't know if Michigan will get to the Elite Eight, but I don't think they can get past Alabama if they do.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with Michigan still to get to the Final Four. I really do like the depth on that team. They obviously have some problems without Livers. I think they're a much different team, and I think they probably can't win at all without Livers. But I still think, you know, Michigan, Alabama, Elite Eight, and as much as I enjoy Nate Oates, it's hard for me to fathom, imagine Alabama being in the Final Four. It kind of seems like one of those games Michigan would win, regardless of
They're not
Livers.
special enough.
I did see they're the first team to win the SEC tournament and the SEC football championship in the same season. How about that?
About that.
So we'll move up the bracket to the West. We'll stay on the Saturday Tuesday grind. I guess Zach, we'll start with you. What are your thoughts here on the West? Any thoughts on any of the games before you ultimately pick a winner?
Well, I think this is a really deep region. You know, obviously you got Gonzaga and Iowa as the 1-2, but you got USC as the 6. I think that's a really good team that can make some noise. You got a couple ups, a potential upset picks with the 5-12, 4-13. I know we were talking about that a little bit earlier. So this is, it's obviously not an open region. I think it's going to be Gonzaga and Iowa. But in the early two games, you could see a lot of magic happening.
Yeah, I could see that as well. Sam, any thoughts on this region?
Yeah, with you, Zach. Obviously, in Virginia has some troubles. You know, they're going to be getting in pretty late. It sounds like to Indianapolis. You don't know how that is. And Jason Preston is a really, really good player from Ohio. And I'm not sure if they were the 13 seed. If the last time they were the 13 seed was for sure when the 2012 when they knocked off Michigan. But they got to the Sweet 16 as a 13 seed before. They can do it again. And Nick, you and I talk about gross games, and obviously we're thankful for any games, but. Oh man, that 8-9 Oklahoma Missouri just sounds awful.
Yeah, I don't really believe in either one of those teams. Had they been placed against anybody else, I certainly would have picked them to lose amongst the 8-9 teams. But somebody's got to win. So, yeah, I think this is Gonzaga's to lose. Although you guys talk about them a lot, USC. I mean, they can make it interesting, but I think ultimately Gonzaga's got to be the team to beat up in the top.
Well, I think when you have a top 5 pick in the NBA draft, you're in every single game. I don't think you can be counted out just because, you know, you're playing a certain team. But I do agree. I think it's theirs to lose.
Yeah, and I think for, you know, as gross if you look at the right side of the bracket, Florida, Va-Tech, and then Clemson, Rutgers for those 2 7-10 game. I mean, we touched on the Connecticut, Maryland, but the left side of the bracket, yeah, Connecticut, Maryland, and then Oregon, VCU as the 7-10 in the West. I really, really like that matchup.
Oh, I would definitely agree that's a great one. Zach, any more thoughts on this region before we shift over?
A little bit of surprise. I think USC is going to beat Kansas.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it. I definitely could see it. It's in my original bracket right now. I wrote out the bracket as it came on Selection Show, and I went with USC over Kansas too, initial reactions. So we'll go up to the top corner, South Region, Baylor, the 1 seed, Ohio State, the 2. We'll kind of see how this goes. Any thoughts here on the South, ZT?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of upsets in this region. I think, you know, Colgate can beat Arkansas. I think Utah State can beat Texas Tech. I think Winthrop can beat Nova. And then I think North Carolina can beat Baylor in the second round. I don't think it will happen, but I'm saying it could happen.
Yeah, I could see it. Sam, any thought? Did you agree with that? Disagree?
You know, I'm not sure about Colgate. I think Arkansas is a really, really good team. I think that 6-11 game between Texas Tech and Utah State is going to be a rock. It's going to be a rock fight. I feel like first of 55 probably wins that game. And I feel bad for Wisconsin with that draw, quite honestly. I think North Carolina might come out hot and just pummel the Badgers.
Yeah, that's a tough game. I mean, Wisconsin started so hot and then fizzled off, where North Carolina started slow and started to gain some steam. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it depends what Wisconsin shows up. We've seen what they're capable of, but we've also seen what they're capable of. And it has not been pretty. I really like Virginia Tech in that game over Florida. Mike Young's team just fires the rock. And they could be that 10 seed that I really like Ohio State. They'd be my pick to get out of this region. But I would not be surprised also at the same time if Virginia Tech just gets hot and takes them down. I mean, we saw what they did to State last year in Maui. They just let her fly, and if it goes in, it's trouble.
Yeah, and I think that's a team that's kind of been affected by COVID this year. They didn't really play much, and I think they probably would get a little bit better than a 10 seed this year had they played more games. I think I saw a stat. They didn't play for about 28 days and then played one game and then were paused for another, like, 15. They really haven't played too much this season due to COVID.
Yeah, I think Tive Luma, the Wofford transfer who came over to join Mike Young, he could have a big effect on EJ Liddell if they were to play. I could see a 10-2.
Yeah, ZT, you touched on it. I mean, and let's not forget that Ohio State really is not a very good defensive team whatsoever. We talked about Iowa being bad, but Iowa, by every statistical measurement, is a better defensive team than Ohio State. So, I mean, you got to worry about a team with a good offense and a good offensive coach like Virginia Tech with Mike Young, like Virginia Tech. You got to worry about that for Ohio State.
Yeah, I would agree. Sam, what's your pick here? Who do you have winning the South?
It's hard to go against Baylor. It really, really is. But I think the must-bust might take the Razorbacks back to the Final Four. I really do.
Okay. I mean, I could see it. They're a great basketball team. I don't see them beating Ohio State. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased by watching Ohio State play this weekend. And I know that they let some of those games almost slip away. But, I mean, Dwayne Washington right now, he's looking like shades of Grand Rapids Christian Dwayne Washington, where he lit up the Caledonia Fighting Scots at will, you know. So he might be hard to contain. Zach?
Yeah, Dwayne Washington, excellent player. He went over 30 points yet again today. You know, I've said the last week and a half, I think North Carolina is a dark horse to make the Final Four. But I don't think that they were helped out with the placement that they were given. I'm going to take Baylor out of the South. I think, like I've said, the first round or two is going to be a little shaky. But when it comes down to it, it's going to be a lot of chalk. It's the Elite Eight, Final Four. So I'm taking Baylor.
All right, so final region now is the Midwest. And it starts at the top with the reigning Big Ten tournament champions and alleged Big Ten regular season champions, if you ask them, the Illinois team, that is, the Fighting Illini, 2-seed Houston. I like the Illini a lot. They really impressed me today. Although Ohio State came back in that game, they just showed how just dominant that they can be, and especially if they get some performances like they did today from good old Georgie B.
Yeah, he really took over today. Without his play, I don't think they win the game. This is another really deep region. One note that I really think everyone needs to know, there are six teams in this region with their primary color is orange. That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. Two of them playing in the first round.
Yeah. But no, I like you said about Illinois, I think their size and their guard play. I mean, even outside of Iadesumu, Frazier, Miller, they got guys that can score the basketball. Curbelo's are so smooth. I've said that so many times this year. I think they're the team to beat in this region.
Sammy, any thoughts on the Midwest?
Yeah, I agree. I think Illinois is the team to beat this region. I mean, you guys touched on it already, but Curbelo had 16 points off the bench today, 13 points off the bench for DeMonte Williams. Good shooter, spacer. The Shadis Vili, like you guys talked about, our boy, 12 off the bench. I mean, they get that kind of production to go with the usual from Kofi and Io, obviously. And, I mean, Trent Frazier's a knockdown shooter. They're just so deep, so many weapons. But it's not going to be easy. I think the winner of Loyola, Georgia Tech, either of those teams could give them a run. Oklahoma State's pretty underseeded as a four, in my opinion. And I think, you know, Cade Cunningham can do some Cade Cunningham things to give them a run. Houston's a good basketball team, too, and so is West Virginia. So it's not going to be easy, but I do think the Fighting Illini are definitely going to get to the Final Four.
Yeah, they really have a gauntlet to get to the Final Four. I think they're going to get out. Cade Cunningham and Oklahoma State, a lot of people had it as a three, some even as a two, and they come in as a four. I think they're going to come out and play really well. And that'll be a fun matchup to watch. I would assume it was Kate Cunningham.
Yeah, and that's the disappointing part is they're a four, and I'm a big fan of the Liberty team. The only team you really screw it over by giving Oklahoma State a four is Liberty in that first round matchup.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Liberty, I've seen people on all of the hundreds of talk shows that are on after the tournament. I've seen people make claims for any of the teams seeded 10 through 14 in this region to steal an upset. Sam, if you had to pick one of those teams, who would you pick?
You said 10 through 14, sir?
Yeah, so Rutgers, Syracuse, Liberty, Oregon State, Morehead State.
Well, honestly, I mean, Rutgers is probably favored at this point against Clemson. I think Rutgers is just straight up a better basketball team. Clemson is pretty mediocre and a very garbage ACC this year. As much as I hate to say it, also, I mean, I do like Syracuse. We hate them. We all hate them, but they've played some really good basketball of late. And Oregon State just won the Pac-12, so you could see a lot of them, I think, in this region.
Zach?
You know, I don't mind Syracuse. I like how they have an identity and they stick to it. But like you said, Rutgers, they actually opened up as a favorite at one point. So I'm not really calling that an upset. But if I had to pick another one, I would take Morehead State over West Virginia.
Okay. I kind of dig Liberty. I mean, we've talked about them a lot. I would go with Liberty. But you know, one of those weird games, Oregon State, I don't know, right? Could they have one of those channeled runs where they kind of make an upset against the Tennessee team? Probably not. I mean, you think about those teams that do that and they usually have some huge star player like a Kemba Walker, and I just don't know who that would be for Oregon State, but, yeah, I would go Liberty or maybe Syracuse. Sam's right. Syracuse just, I don't know. They seem to win games in the tournament when they questionably make it.
Yeah, I think another note to follow is Kellen Sampson will be heading back to Assembly Hall.
That is true.
I'm just going to touch on that. You love to see that. It's only right. You know, you need something of Indiana in this tournament besides their own arena.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the return there. Obviously, not too many fans, but. Got to be a weird feeling for him, and you know.
You would just hope that somehow ESPN and CBS could work out a deal that Dan Dockage could call that game. It would just complete that whole thing.
That would be hilarious. Any other thoughts here on the Midwest?
No, I think I've pretty much touched on everything. This is another really deep region, and. Illinois' daddy gauntlet get through. Hopefully they're prepared. I'm sure Coach Underwood's got his boys going, but they've had some tough games lately. They lost to Michigan State, so that's kind of worrisome. And they had an overtime game today, but no, I think they'll be all right.
All right, so broad bracket overview now from a 100-degree or from a 1,000-foot. Look at it. You have to make a national championship pick right now. Who would you pick and why?
Gonzaga. They're the best team in college basketball. They haven't lost a game all season. Although I did say at the beginning of the year that they're losing the Sweet 16, so I hope I'm not wrong.
Oh, here's a question then. A question off that question. If they lose in the Sweet 16, Creighton, UCSB, UVA, or Ohio? Who does it?
Creighton. You know, Sam and I were talking, you hate picking 5-12 and 4-13 because you know one of them, the upsets are going to happen. But you know both aren't going to happen. You don't want to pick none of them. So it's kind of tricky to pick the right one. But I think if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Creighton.
All right. Sam, who would you pick to win it all if you have to make a choice right now?
Oh, geez. It's really a tough one, but I think I got to go ZT. I don't try to piggyback on him, but Gonzaga is the best team in the country, and it hasn't been particularly close. People can say all they want about who they play and what conference they play in, but the truth of the matter is the 2 seed in their region, they already played them. They beat them pretty handily. They already beat the 4 seed in their region pretty handily the day after Christmas. I mean, yes, Gonzaga has not played in a great conference, but other than that championship game with BYU, no one has gotten close to touching them in the WCC. And I think even great teams, you put a Baylor or a Michigan in the WCC, they might have, they probably would have lost at least one of those games. Gonzaga really didn't get close to it, and I think Gonzaga is easily the best team in college basketball this season.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that. I would agree, the Zags. So let's spin this final question that I've got. If Gonzaga loses, who wins, Zach?
I'm going to go Illinois. You know, they're a deep team. I think Kofi Coburn is just an absolute force. There's not many players that can guard him. His biggest fault is the free throw line, and, you know, teams will hack him a little bit. But, you know, I think between him and Io, they have enough to carry all the way to the national championship. And if Gonzaga's not there meeting them, they're winning the game.
Sammy?
I'm going to go with the Alabama Crimson Tide. I really, really like Alabama. Just, they played really well today against a great game against LSU. I love the way they play, like I said. And they got what it takes. I think, you know, they're pretty under the radar. The SEC isn't very well, isn't, you know, super well documented in college basketball. And I really like the way they play, shoot threes a lot. And they're really good on the defensive end as well. I think if Gonzaga is not to do it, I think it's going to be the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I would have gone with Illinois, too. I think that Illinois is probably the second-best team out there right now. But for sake of picking somebody different than either of your choices, I'll go with Ohio State. I had them in the Final Four. Obviously, it starts with Dwayne, but I like C.J. Walker. He's a smart guard. You know, they really need to get Justin Arnes going, though. When they were playing the best basketball, he was scoring, you know, 9-12 points a game, and lately he has not been scoring. He could take that team to another level by being that kind of X-factor shooter. But, yeah, I mean, I like them a lot. That South region is tricky, though. I don't know, you know, who's going to get out of there. There's some really great teams. So,
I think, Chad, you asked me that question a week ago. I think Michigan would have been in the conversation.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I think with the Livers injury that kind of takes him out a little bit. They still have a lot of players, but I think he's that guy to take him to the next level. But
especially if they play Gonzaga, right? I mean,
yeah. It's really too bad. Just, they're a fun team to watch. As much as we hate to say it, they're a fun team to watch.
I would completely agree, and I think you're right. If they run into a team like Gonzaga, they probably need someone like Livers. But, hey, if they get to the Final Four and are playing somebody else, maybe. I mean, they have a lot of depth, and we talked about that earlier. Zach, any other thoughts on the tournament at all? Anything else you'd like to raise? I know that we said we'd go a little bit deeper in a podcast a little closer to the tournament, but at this broad level, anything you're thinking?
You know, not a whole lot. I will say the D3 National Championship, well, so-called National Championship was today. Try and fall the Randolph, make it by 14. But, you know, I wish there was a tournament for D3 to follow. But, you know, I just have to watch D1, which isn't as fun, but it's whatever.
Fair enough. Well, you know, I was rooting for the Tryon Thunder today. It is too bad that they couldn't pull that one out, but still a sweet idea that number one and number two got to square off. Sammy, any general thoughts on the tournament?
I'm really excited to see how it plays out, being in one place, or one state, I should say. You know, it's kind of weird. You feel like there's always some very obscure places, you know, out west, like Boise, that some of these tournament games are played in. I don't think you can really call any of these places obscure, but it's going to be kind of cool to see. You know, it's obviously not their logo, which I wish, you know, if we were playing at Assembly Hall, I wish we had the IU at center court. I feel like that's only right, but I digress. It's going to be really cool, though, to see all these different venues in the same state and same area. So I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah, it will truly be a tournament to remember. Go ahead, Zach.
Thank you. You said that teams aren't playing back-to-back games in the same arena, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
And that'll be another interesting factor that I don't think a lot of people will be aware of.
Yeah, that one's gonna be interesting, and you're right. People may not notice it because all the courts look exactly the same, which is too bad.
Well, I think just that's an interesting factor. Like, you could even see in the Big Ten tournament, guys were shooting off because the vision line, the sight lines were off, and that I think that'll play a factor. You know, you have one game Assembly Hall, and that's different than playing at Lucas Oil.
Oh, definitely. And making that transition from an arena to a stadium like Lucas Oil and back will be really interesting. So I think, though, boys, I think it's time for – I think we'll call it a night, and we'll come back later this week with a more in-depth look at the tournament. We'll make a few more picks, break down a few more games, and go from there. So for Sam and for Zach, I'm Nick, and thank you for listening to the Touri Talk.